Welcome to the Viselli Breakdown. Another dominating performance by the Jaguar defense. They completely shut down the Cleveland Browns, only giving up 7 points in a 19-7 victory. And not only that, scored themselves and set up the 10 points for the Jaguar offense. Jaguar offense is struggling a little bit, but they're doing enough to get it done right now to win football games. On the defensive side, Yannick Ngakoue is absolutely dominating. 2.5 sacks, 2 caused fumbles with quarterback strip sacks. One of my favorite players to watch. He epitomizes what this defense is all about. Fast, physical, and they play with a tenacity that completely swallows up opposing teams. The offense didn't do much, but they got it done. They scored enough when they had to get a victory. They're a much tougher opponent coming up in Arizona, but right now, they're 7-3. They lead the AFC South late in the season. Folks, it's Thanksgiving, and we're the division leaders. How much fun is that? And not only are we talking about possibly winning the division, we have a chance. We control our own destiny. We could have a bye week one of the playoffs. A long way away from 3-13 last year. This team is playing really good football, but it's a much tougher test next week against the Arizona Cardinals. Yes, they're on their third quarterback, Blaine Gabbert. We all know about Blaine, but it's not the same old Blaine that we saw here. He's playing at a much higher level through 3 touchdown passes against the Houston Texans, and he has weapons. 2 future Hall of Famers, all day Adrian Peterson and Larry Fitzgerald. This isn't the Cleveland Browns. Yes, they're only 4-6, but coming into this season, this is one of the favorites in the NFC, and Bruce Arians will have this team ready to play against the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's going to take another great defensive effort, and offensively, we need to get that run game going, but we're going to need to see some more production out of the passing game. This is Tony Viselli, and that's my breakdown.